Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Here are our top stories this evening.
ZANU-PF Youth Secretary for Legal Affairs, Tongai Kasukuwere, says he will use party channels to highlight his serious concern with the manner the party youth elections were held, which saw him losing out to Kudzai Chipanga for the top post of a Deputy Youth Secretary.
There, whatever complaints that we have, you know, we'll write to the relevant authorities to look into them so that, you know, they can come to a decision informed by the events that took place on the particular day and before the elections took place.
President Robert Mugabe says Zimbabwe's 2013 general elections won resoundingly by his ZANU-PF party silenced the West and the MDC formations.
Victory enjoyed by ZANU-PF put paid once and for all the evil machinations of regime change that were being pursued by our erstwhile colonizers.
And a Highlanders soccer fan dies following street fights between Dynamos and Highlanders supporters.
ZANU-PF Youth Secretary for Legal Affairs, Tongai Kasukuwere, says he will use party channels to highlight his serious concern with the manner in which party youth national elections were held, which saw him losing out to Kudzai Chipanga for the top post and influential post of Deputy Youth Secretary. President Robert Mugabe admitted at the weekend that the youth conference was marred by factionalism, vote-buying and inept organization. The party's chairman, Simon Kayamoyo, has called as a result for a meeting Wednesday at the Harare Party headquarters to address the chaos that marred the youth conference. The Youth League conference and the Women's League event, scheduled for the coming week, are seen by many as a harbinger of things to follow the elective ZANU-PF December Congress. ZANU-PF Youth Secretary for Legal Affairs, Tongai Kasukuwere, tells the Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that he is confident with the party's capacity to handle this issue.
There, whatever complaints that we have, you know, we'll write to the relevant authorities to look into them so that, you know, they can come to a decision informed by the events that took place on the particular day and before the elections took place. But, you know, it's all, we are doing it through the right channels of the party, and we feel the party will make the correct decisions.
So we can safely say you have written to the party leaders about your complaints?
We are in the process of writing to the party leaders, yes, because they need to be informed, they need to know. And this is not because we feel that, you know, it's not in any malicious way or anything, but it's just for public record, it's something that has got to be done so that, you know, we have the true picture of what is taking place on the ground. And they also need to understand of what is unfolding, because as you know, a day before, the president, the day before the youth elections, the president spoke and he highlighted on these issues whereby he was saying, you know, people should not be using money, people should not be, the leadership should not interfere in the electoral process. And these are the issues that we are highlighting to the leadership of the party so that, you know, appropriate action is taken.
And that was the ZANU-PF Youth Secretary for Legal Affairs, Tongai Kasukuwere, on the line from Harare.
Political analyst Joey Mabenge of the Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that the succession dispute, as Mr. Mugabe ages, is causing friction in the party.
The first point that I should make is that the chaos is characteristic of internal fissures in ZANU-PF. In fact, the internal fissures were just manifesting themselves publicly. This is what we've always said, that there are factions in ZANU-PF. The center is not holding. The party is at its weakest point. If anything, it may also be on the verge of splitting, just like we've seen happening to the MDC.
Mr. Mugabe actually took a swipe at those promoting factionalism and also those who were allegedly involved in buying votes. But this did not stop. Does he still have that grip on the party?
Well, I mean, really, who doesn't know that These are Mr. Mugabe's last years in the party, whether we like it or not. ZANU-PF is already in a post-Mugabe era. This is why the issue of succession is a big issue in ZANU-PF. So what we begin to see now is Mr. Mugabe losing grip on his own political party or on the party that he is leading.
That was political analyst Joima Benge of the Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition.